Today on the Audacity Channel podcast, I want to share with you my Audacity wish list for 2024. So let's get started. Hello, friends. Mike Adams here with the Audacity Channel podcast. I have several items on my Audacity wish list for 2024. So to make it a little more palatable and easy to follow, I have divided it up into two main categories. The first category has to do with tracks within Audacity. The second category has to do with effects or plugins in Audacity. So let's get started. Thinking about tracks, I would like to see the record and playback meters moved into the track control panel and made vertical. That's the first thing on my wish list concerning tracks. You know, the record and playback meters that I'm talking about, those are the meters that are either at the bottom of your window or at the top of your window, depending on where you've placed them, that monitor the microphone or source input while you're recording. And on playback, they display the decibel level or the RMS level, depending on how you have it set up, of the track that was recorded and is now playing back. Well, I would like to see those moved. I would like to see those put into the individual tracks themselves so that when I'm going to record an individual track, I can look at the audio level of that individual track before I press record. And then on playback, I see the audio level of just that track for that track. And also, I would like to see them switch to a vertical view. Right now, you can select a vertical view option in the meter toolbars, but it's kind of useless. I mean, when you go to vertical view, it's so small that there's really no useful information there, and it seems kind of pointless to me. Let's move those down into the track header, and let's make those vertical. And let's give the dB scale or the RMS scale, depending on how we've got it provisioned, so that we can tell on a per track basis what our level is doing. And the second thing on my wish list is right along with that, I would like to have the ability to arm individual tracks to record. In other words, put an arm to record button on each individual track. And activating the arm to record button would also activate the meter tools within that track. In other words, the tools would start monitoring as soon as I arm the track to record. This way, I can arm more than one track to record if I'm doing a multi-track recording, and I can monitor the audio level of each track individually. Which brings me to point three. I would like to be able to set the recording source on a per-track basis and allow for multi-track interfaces. Let me explain. I use a Zoom H6 a lot of time for my audio interface. There are six inputs on the Zoom H6 that I can use, and there have been a couple of times where I've actually used all six of them in a podcast. Well, the problem now is that Audacity doesn't recognize the individual inputs of my audio interface. If I'm going to use my Zoom H6 as an audio interface, I have to set it up as a stereo interface into Audacity, because Audacity won't recognize or doesn't recognize the six individual microphone inputs of my interface. But I would like it to. I would like to be able to have the ability to set the source on a per-track basis to allow for multi-track interfaces like mine. This works in other DAWs. I do use other DAWs, just don't tell anybody. But it does work in other DAWs, and it works very well. I can select individual inputs on my recording interface, my Zoom H6, and I can assign them to different tracks within the DAW. This gives me the ability to record and multi-track. I would like to see that same thing happen in Audacity in 2024. And then lastly, concerning tracks, I would like to have a master track with the ability to add plugins to it. Right now, we've got the meter toolbars up there, you know, the microphone and the playback meter toolbars, and especially the playback toolbar is kind of a composite look at all of the audio that I've got playing Whether I've got one track or 20 tracks, it's a composite view of my audio playback. Again, the option to have vertical meters in each track would really lend itself nicely to this, because we could turn the existing meter toolbars into a master track in such a way that we could actually add effects or plugins to that master track. I don't know about you, but I like to put a limiter on my master track before I export it. And depending on the audio that I've got recording, maybe a compressor as well. But my point is, let's turn those meter toolbars into a master track and give us some control over it. Give us a volume slider and give us the ability to add plugins or effects onto the master track as well. So those are some of the things on my wish list for Audacity concerning tracks in 2024. Let's look now at my wish list for effects or plugins. First, I would really like Audacity to give us the ability to save our effects as chains for quick access and reuse. In other words, once I get my effects lined up in my track the way I want them, I would like to be able to save those effects as a chain so that I don't have to manually reload them over and over again each time I start a new project. But rather, I can just go up to my saved FX chain and load it one time, and all of my effects that I've saved in that chain would be there. And building on that same thing, another wish list item that I have here is that Audacity would give us the ability to save a track as a track template for quick insertion into a project. In other words, once I've saved my FX chain, I would like to be able to save the track that I just put that chain in as a track template. That means that the next time I come into Audacity and I start a new project, I can simply load a track template that already has my FX chain for that template loaded. I think that would be huge. So two things there. Give us the ability to save FX chains and give us the ability to save track templates the way that we want them saved, to give them a unique name that is unique to the project we're working on or whatever kind of naming nomenclature that we decide to use, so that we can quickly load a track into a project with the FX chain already there and have the ability to save off new FX chains and new track templates as things in our project change or as we start new projects. And third, and really coinciding with this whole idea of track templates, I would like Audacity to give us the ability to save a project as a template and to be able to save a project as a template that has our track templates saved in it and that has our FX chains preloaded and ready to go, so that not only can we open a project and load a track template into it that already has our FX chain loaded, but now we can save the project itself as a template and it preloads with all of our tracks that we need for that particular kind of project. And each individual track is already loaded up with its specific FX chain. So while we're on the topic of effects chains or of effects in general or of plugins, here's something else I would like to see. I would like to see Audacity give us more built-in real-time effects. Audacity has already done this with some effects. If you open up the effects pane for your track and you click on Add Effects, I'm talking about real-time effects here, you'll see that there is now an Audacity group and there's a handful of effects there which come with Audacity that have now been moved into this category of real-time, non-destructive effects. I think that's a great idea, but most of what's in there, if not everything that's in there right now, has to do with music. And as a podcaster, I don't do a lot of music. As a spoken word content creator, I don't do any music. But I do use some plugins or effects within Audacity that would be really useful as real-time plugins. Let me go through them here. I've got six of them listed. Number one, loudness normalization. The loudness normalization plugin in Audacity is extremely powerful. This is an incredible plugin, but it's destructive. It's a plugin where I can set my LUFS level for whatever level I need, and it's extremely accurate. and I can also set my RMS level if I'm doing an ACX audiobook. It's an incredible plugin, but it's destructive. Let's move it over into the non-destructive real-time category so that we can use it with more confidence, knowing that we're not going to be doing any kind of destructive editing on our track or on our waveform. So let's bring loudness normalization over into the real-time world. Another one that I would like to see brought over into the real-time world is noise reduction. The noise reduction tool within Audacity is extremely powerful, but it's also destructive, meaning that once I save and close my project, if I open that project again, I can't undo what I did. But the noise reduction plugin is extremely powerful plugin. I use it all the time. I teach my students how to use it. I use other real-time noise reduction plugins, and I have to say that the noise reduction plugin that's included within Audacity is just as powerful, if not more powerful, than those other plugins, but I would sure like to see it brought over into the real-time world so that it's non-destructive. And this third one, it really isn't an effect plugin. It is a plugin, but it's not in the effects drop-down window. It's in the analyze drop-down window, and it's called ACX Check. I would simply like to see ACX Check native to Audacity. In other words, when I install Audacity, I would like to see the ACX Check plugin as part of the install. Right now, you have to go to the Audacity team website and download that plugin, but I would like to see it included with Audacity. I teach Audacity, and one of the classes that I teach is ACX audiobook production using Audacity. In that class, I teach my students how to meet the ACX standards for audiobook production, and one of the primary tools that we use is the ACX Check plugin. It's extremely powerful. The ACX Check plugin looks at your RMS level to see if it's within range. It looks at your peak level to see if it's within range. It looks at your noise floor to see if it's within range. And it will tell you whether or not you've recorded your audio at a sample rate of 44.1 kilohertz. It's widely used, and so let's make it a standard part of the Audacity installation. The next plugin or effect that I would like to see brought into the real-time world is the Filter Curve EQ. The Filter Curve EQ is another extremely powerful plugin that most Audacity users have come to rely on for their equalization. Well, let's make it a real-time plugin so that it's non-destructive. And at the same time, when we've got the window open for the Filter Curve EQ, let's put the name of the preset that we've got loaded on that window. Right now, if I load a preset from my list of presets for the Filter Curve EQ, there's nothing indicating to me that I've loaded that preset. Nothing changes on the window. It doesn't tell me what preset I've got loaded up. I would like the preset name to appear on that window, and I would like the Filter Curve EQ to be moved into that real-time category. And next is the compressor and the noise gate. Both of these are very good plugins, but I would like to see them move from the destructive list to the real-time non-destructive list for use there. So these are my wish list items for Audacity for 2024. I teach Audacity. I've taught Audacity for several years. I've got just under 5,000 students right now across all of the different platforms that I teach Audacity on. And so I have my finger on the pulse of what these students need, what they're after, what they wish they had, and moving ahead, what they could really benefit from. And these items that I've listed here are probably of most importance moving ahead into 2024. Hey, thanks for joining me on this episode of the Audacity Channel podcast. Just a reminder, I do teach Audacity at the Audacity Bootcamp. You can get there by going to audacitybootcamp.com. And right now, there's an additional 30% off both of my courses at the Audacity Bootcamp. These courses are priced low to begin with, but through January 1st, 2024, you can take an additional 30% off by entering the coupon code HOLIDAY30 at checkout. And that will take that $49 regular price of the course down another 30%. Plus, I pick up your sales tax, if any. So go check it out. You can preview some of the videos there. You can see the full curriculum of both courses. My podcasting course is called Audacity Step-by-Step, Beginner to Advanced, where I do take you from a beginning level in Audacity through advanced topics. And also, you'll find the ACX Audiobook Production Using Audacity course there. That is for ACX Audiobook narrators and editors who use Audacity as their software of choice. So go check it out. Again, enter HOLIDAY30 as a coupon code on checkout, and you'll be able to save an additional 30% off the already low price. And that's good until January 1st, 2024. So again, thank you for tuning in to the Audacity channel here. And until next time, y'all take care. We'll be right back.